I really want to ask the Holy Spirit for His grace on this message today, because it's been pressed into my heart several weeks, and now it's time. And I prefaced it with that little reading that I gave you from July 3rd from Joseph Prince, and I would say that if you look for the kingdom of God, you're not going to see it, but you will definitely see its fruit. You will see its fruit. So we're going to Matthew chapter 5. Father, without you, we can do nothing. But I ask that you would take over my mouth and that you would unwind what you want done in the hearts of these that are here for your glory. And those who listen to this message, may the Holy Spirit release the anointing of the kingdom. In Jesus' name. Matthew chapter 5, verse 1. I'm using the Amplified because it was a real strong press. I've read it several times, but basically, I want to make sure that we see what's happening. Seeing the crowd, he went up on the mountain, and when he was seated, his disciples came to him. Then he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, and I want to stress the reality that he opened his mouth. He didn't think about it. See, when the anointing is on me, I open my mouth, and what comes out is what comes out. It's no different than when you're focused on the Lord and you get a vision. It's not you producing the vision. It is Him giving what He has released. And it's no different in this situation. He opened his mouth. God filled it with his spirit. God released an anointing upon him. And the words that came out are not his. They are from the spirit within. I want to remind you that until Jesus went into the Jordan River to be baptized, he was an ordinary young man in every way. When he came out of that experience, he was baptized in the Holy Spirit with fire. He came out of that experience transformed and ready for a test. And all of you have gone through different tests for a reason. It is not an accident. It is for a reason. Some of those tests are still going. It's okay. But I believe that when you open your mouth, God will fill it. Verse 3, blessed, happy, to be envied, and spiritually prosperous, that is, with life, joy, and satisfaction in God's favor and salvation, regardless of their outward conditions. Regardless of the outward or manifested realities in front of you. Are the poor in spirit, the humble, rating themselves insignificant? You say, well, that's low self-esteem. No, it's not. It's realizing that you're just an instrument ready to be used by God wherever you are for whatever reasons. And when you open your mouth, the Holy Spirit will fill in whatever is needed to be filled in to whomever you are ministering to, wherever you happen to be. And you will be criticized. When the anointing is on you, somebody's going to be offended. Someone will be recreated, but someone else will be offended. That happened to me at the 50th wedding anniversary. There was a real strong press for several days to pray for one of my nephews. And he didn't show up. But his mother was there. His mother's remarried. She was my sister-in-law. She still is, obviously, but she's remarried to another gentleman. And that kind of brought a different shift in the family, if you know what I mean. Her and the kids used to come once in a while to our home. My brother and his wife would obviously come quite often. And when we went, we always visited with them, and of course, the kids were a part of our family. But now it's different because she's been remarried for a number of years, and I don't begrudge that, but it does bring a division. And I had these words that bounced out of my mouth to her about one of her sons. And I told her what the Lord had said to me, and she began to weep. She has four sons. This is the youngest one. And then she made some comments as the tears were rolling out of her eyes. And I said, "Is he coming?" She says, "Well, he's planning to come tonight. He couldn't come for the dinner, but he's planning to come tonight for a little while." But he never showed. But I reminded her the next day, because she did come to my brother's house with her new husband. And I could tell he felt out of place. She felt at home. But again, before I left, I took her by the hand and I said to her, "I want you to be sure to tell your son that there's someone in Massachusetts praying for him and he's not been forgotten." But the night before, there was another son who's another brother that his dad has been gone with the Lord now, and I look exactly like him. He and I were like twins, just happened to be like 8 years apart. And during the time that the process was going of meeting some of the family members, he came over and talked with me, and I ended up saying to him I wanted to talk with him privately, and so we went outside. But then I got waylaid into other situations, and so we didn't connect right away, and I says, "I will definitely reconnect with you." And I did. And when I did, I was pressed to give him my phone number because I told him that he's been on my heart quite a while in multiples of ways. And as the anointing was coming and I was holding his hand, one of his cousins came over and accused, with accusatory words, in a joke. But I knew that it was just to break the anointing. How many know what I'm talking about? And so you can live this word. And I stress the fact that if you look at the outside conditions, regardless of their outward conditions, the poor in spirit and the humble, rating themselves insignificant, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. I knew that I was under the anointing of the kingdom. But the darkness was coming just to shatter the anointing. It did not succeed, and it will not succeed because God is greater. But I want to take you now to verse 4. Because I'm trying to make you see what I'm sharing is the reality of tasting it. Okay? Blessed and invariably happy with a happiness produced by experience of God's favor, and especially conditioned by the revelation of his matchless grace, are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Well, a year ago, I was mourning. I was hurting. The pain in my heart would not let up because mom was on her last days. It was extremely difficult, but God provided favor and especially conditioned by the revelation of his matchless grace. Every step of my mother's experience with the nursing homes, there was always a worry in her heart. How is all this going to manifest? How is this whole experience going to be paid for? I can tell you the honest truth. Out of her checkbook went out one check for $15. That was the entire charge for the 3 months that she was in the nursing home. It says, matchless grace. I've seen people lose thousands of dollars because they weren't covered by the insurances. But I can tell you that God provided comfort when my heart was broken. I experienced it. It's not somebody else's favor. It's God's favor that did it every step of the way. Verse 5. Blessed, happy, blithesome, joyous, spiritually prosperous. That is, with life, joy, and satisfaction in God's favor and salvation, regardless of their outward conditions, are the meek, the mild, patient, long-suffering, for they shall inherit. You sure you don't want to escape and go to heaven? It says they're going to inherit the earth. I'm not making light of this reality, but some are so wanting out of this earth because they see the problems in the earth. I've got news for you. You're going to inherit the earth and all of its kingdoms. You know, when you look at the paper and you see things, sometimes something will jump out. I happen to be looking at written material. And there was an attention getter. You know, a little thing that blotted out. Millions of homes that are worth millions of dollars are now being sold for thousands. Who's going to reap the benefits? See, when they went into the promised land, what happened? They had to fight. They had to hold their ground. They had to do for themselves. But we're under the new covenant in the same promised land. And Joshua, when he obeyed the Lord, nothing went wrong. But when he didn't obey the Lord, if you look at Joshua chapter 2, I believe, everything went right. When you get to chapter 3, he's thinking he's great and he's doing on his own. The next thing you know, he loses. Why? Because he wasn't focused on the kingdom. Verse 6. Blessed and fortunate and happy and spiritually prosperous. Now it says spiritually prosperous, but I believe it's both. That is, in that state in which a born-again child of God enjoys his favor and salvation are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, uprightness, and right standing with God, for they shall be completely satisfied. How can you be completely satisfied? Because the kingdom is within you, and the outside circumstances are not that important. If you are totally focused on what God is doing with you right now, everything that's happening to you is not an accident. It is a wholesome way of you struggling to go forward by choice in knowing that you are part of that kingdom. And you will be completely satisfied with whatever it is, no matter what the outward circumstances are. And it does irritate the neighborhood. Verse 7. Blessed, happy, and to be envied, and spiritually prosperous, that is, with life, joy, and satisfaction, in God's favor and salvation, regardless of its outward conditions, are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Now, I could have got upset with the young man that came over and made a joke, and it was an out-of-time space. It was not a good space. And then he walked away and he apologized. But it did break the anointing. And I said to the Lord, I says, if you allowed that, then Father, why don't you just bring salvation to both of them? And that's why I ended up praying for the other one. Because I really didn't want to give him mercy. I wanted to slap him on the side of the head. Anybody get those feelings once in a while?
Absolutely.
Thank you. You mean you're normal and fleshy?
Absolutely.
Thank you, so am I. Anyway, I didn't stay there. I just continued and I retook his hand and we agreed. Because right now his mother is struggling with losing the ability to think and it's not very pretty. And she was a very great part of our past. Verse 8. Blessed, happy, enviably, fortunate. I love the enviably. And spiritually prosperous, that is, possessing the happiness produced by experience of God's favor, and especially conditioned by the revelation of his grace, regardless of the outward conditions, are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. The pure in heart are focused on what God wants done, no matter what the outcome. And they're not worried about this and that. They are really looking to please the Father. And their heart has one focus. And God will open their eyes, and he will reveal himself. Verse 9, blessed, enjoying enviable happiness. Spiritually prosperous, that is, with life, joy, and satisfaction in God's favor and salvation, regardless of their outward conditions, are the makers and maintainers of peace. For they shall be called the sons of God. Sometimes you don't feel like being a peacemaker. Sometimes the emotions are totally out of whack. And you need to unload some of the pressure. Amen?
Amen?
You know what? If you have a little talk with Jesus, he'll talk back. He'll give you insight. He'll give you his peace, which will be far superior than the peace that's trying to pressure you. And the instances of rejection or whatever it happens to be, the persecution, whatever it happens to be. This incredible salvation, regardless of the outward conditions, are the makers and maintainers of peace. It's the makers of peace and the maintainers. For they shall be called the sons of God. Verse 10. Blessed and happy and enviably fortunate and spiritually prosperous, that is, in the state in which one enjoys and finds satisfaction in God's favor and salvation, regardless again of his outward conditions, are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for being and doing right, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Well, ownership comes at that point. So when you say, I'm being persecuted, yeah, get with the program. It's a normal thing for believers. If you're not ever being persecuted, you better check and see who you're serving.
Amen?
Amen? Have you been persecuted in the past week or two? Come on, who's not been persecuted? If you've not been persecuted, don't put your hand up. But if you've been persecuted, put your hand up. Look around, people. It's normal. And guess what? Yours is the kingdom of heaven. Verse 11. Blessed, happy, and to be envied, and spiritually prosperous, that is, with the life joy and satisfaction in God's favor and salvation, regardless of your outward conditions. Are you, when people revile you and persecute you and say all kinds of evil things against you, falsely on my account? I was accused of trying to bring this other nephew into salvation. That's what I was accused of. Yeah, but you know what? It caused all kinds of ripple. Okay? God's joy was so outstanding. And I said to the Lord, isn't this wonderful? Because this means that I was doing your work. The only thing is, instead of doing it for one, now I did it for two. And their families. Verse 12, be glad and supremely joyful, for your reward in heaven is great, strong and intense. For in the same way people persecuted the prophets who were before you, your happening and your experience is the same. Last but not least, verse 13, you are the salt of the earth, but if salt has lost its taste, its strength, its quality, how can it saltness be restored? It is not good for anything any longer but to be thrown out and trodden underfoot by men. You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hid, nor do men light a lamp and put it under a peck measure, but on a lampstand, and it shall give light to all of the in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your moral excellence and your praiseworthy, noble, and good deeds, and recognize and honor and praise and glorify your Father who is in heaven. Now, Father, I've given them what you showed me this day. What I pray will be the results is that they will know that they have had this persecution for a reason. And it was really to confirm to each one that they're in the kingdom already. Because the proof is in the pudding. In Jesus' name. Share some hugs with each other.